You're listening to the Pastor's Podcast of Mission City Fellowship of San Antonio, Texas. Mission City Fellowship exists to make and mature disciples of Christ who live all of life for the glory of God and proclaim Christ for the joy of all people. You can find more resources like this one at missioncityfellowshipsa.org.
Welcome, church family, and all those listening to this pastor's podcast from Mission City Fellowship. This is another episode in our podcast series on Christ-centered parenting. The intention and prayer of this series is to encourage and equip parents to honor Christ in their parenting and to rely on Christ as they parent. Our last episode, we began by establishing the motivation for our parenting as followers of Christ, that our primary desire is that our children walk in the truth. And while ultimately the Spirit of God must regenerate our children's hearts, that is the key to this and what we pray for and look for, the grace and mercy of God, parents do have a pivotal role in surrounding their children with the truth of God's word. And we want to fill their lives with the reality of Christ's work, the gospel. All of this comes from the word. And when we do that, we are obeying what it says in Ephesians 6:4 that tells us that we are to bring our children up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. We want our children to know the truth. We want our children to love the truth. We want our children to obey the truth. And we want our children to spread the truth. And we do that by surrounding them with the truth, according to Ephesians 6, where we're bringing them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. So today we begin looking at some practical ways we can bring our children up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. For those of you who might remember this, a few Sundays ago, Pastor Philip just stressed how important it is that we not just verbally teach our children the truth, but it's important what they observe in us as parents. It's not just what we say, it's what we do. So next in this podcast series, I'm going to begin to ask a series of questions, hopefully attempt to answer them, that will help us consider what our children see in us and not just what they hear from us. Again, it's important that we speak truth to them, that we surround them with the truth, that we talk to them about the truth, yes. But what is it that they observe in us as parents? Are we living in the truth ourselves? Are we walking in the truth? So these are important questions to ask ourselves if we desire to raise our children to walk in the truth. So let me begin. First question. Do our children see that we walk in the truth? Do our children see that we walk in the truth? Do our children see us striving to live a life of faith? That we're, in a sense, fighting for faith in our life? Do they see the areas of our lives that these areas aligned with the truth that we are teaching them? I mean, it's probably pretty obvious to most of us, if we are not wholehearted in our obedience to Christ, if we are not giving intention and purposing to grow as followers of Christ ourselves, if we only do what we do for show, to put on an appearance, our children will see the hypocrisy. And this easily could put a wall up in their heart against us as their parents and against Christ and against the truth. It doesn't always, but it can easily do that. Children, I think it's one of the one of those gifts that God gives to parents that can be difficult, but children can sniff out hypocrisy, and it's a big deal. We as parents must first and foremost walk in the truth because we love God and we love the truth. We believe it is true that what God's word says does accurately reflect who He is, that it reflects who we are, it reflects why we're here, it reflects what the world is about and what's ultimately most important and where our source of right and wrong comes from. These are things we hold because we believe they're true. They correspond to reality, and we're walking in that. So we as parents must first and foremost walk in the truth because we love God with all of our heart and soul and mind and strength. And this is important. You don't have to necessarily say this to your kids, but whether or not they ever do, whether or not they ever come to faith, whether or not they walk in the truth, whether as a child or as a teen or as an adult, you're going to walk and follow the Lord. You know, you're going to serve the Lord no matter what. That's just so important. I remember a few years into my pastorate in Buffalo, I was doing a weekly youth Bible study, and these youth had been in church their whole lives. Most of them had been homeschooled, and so the Bible was part of their daily curriculum. They had been exposed to the Word again and again. And I remember one evening as I was teaching, I could tell something was off with them. So I shifted what I was going to do, and I just asked them to talk to me honestly about their life, to talk to me honestly about their faith and about their struggles. And I can still remember the emotion I felt coming out of that discussion, because for the next 2 hours, they just opened up, and it was real and it was raw. And it was heart-wrenching and heartbreaking. And one of the biggest things that I still take away from that time, and they said many things, and again, these are young people. They're often, you know, just full of themselves and self-right. That, you know, that tends to be characteristics of most teens too. So I get that in this. And so I don't want to be overly like, oh, just because what teens see or what our teenagers see is that it's always accurate or the full picture. But they were just being honest. And here's the thing, the biggest struggle they all said. They all said, we are tired of the hypocrisy that we see in our parents. They said they are one way at church and they're another way at home. One of the youth even said this. He said, I can live with honest failures and weaknesses and even sin. I can't stand my parents' hypocrisy. So basically he was saying, I can't stand the sin of my parents' hypocrisy. So this has always stuck with me. Do our children see that we are walking in the truth, not perfectly, but wholeheartedly and intentionally and humbly, that it matters to us because we know this is true. No matter what anyone else says, no matter what our children do or don't do, we are walking in the truth because we hold it to be true. Do our children see that? And this really leads to the next question. Do our children hear us confess our sin? Do we confess our sin against God before them? Do we confess our sin against them? Do we confess the sin we commit in front of them? Again, we are not perfect. We will come up short. And it is not a question of if we will sin before them and against them, but when and what we do when that happens. There's no way for parents to not sin against their children, and there's no way that parents can completely hide their sin from their children. It always comes out. They always see. And we pray as we grow in grace and the knowledge of the Word, and we trust in Christ, that as parents, as followers of Christ ourselves, that we sin less and less. We want to be increasingly alive to God and dead to sin. We want to put to death the deeds of the flesh. We want to cultivate the life of the Spirit, living more and more free from sin in our lives. But the truth of God's Word is that sin is always present, and it is in every part of our relationship. And it taints everything we do. That is why we speak of the power of the new covenant in Christ's blood. And it's why grace is so amazing and why the gospel is so powerful that we are covered in what Christ did for us. 1 John 1:8 tells us, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. So this brings us back. Have they ever heard us ask for their forgiveness? For example, let's say you get really upset. You get really upset with your children for their disobedience in some issue. They leave the door open. They keep leaving it open. They won't put away their toys when they're done. They pick on their siblings. It could be any number of 1,000 things. And you explode and you yell at your kids for some reason. And you know you were wrong to respond to them as you did, because in that moment, you weren't thinking of the kingdom of God. You weren't thinking of what it is that God has and what God wants and his will being done. All you know is that they disobeyed you and they caused you trouble. You know in that moment, you were not leading them to Jesus in your correction. You know you were just upset and angry and they didn't do what you wanted them to do. And they were disrupting your life and your desires and causing inconvenience and frustration for you. Have your children ever heard you say, you know what, come back to them a little bit later maybe and say, I was wrong. I corrected you out of anger, corrected you out of frustration. Please forgive me, because what was motivating me as a parent in that moment wasn't God's kingdom and God's will. It was my kingdom and my will, what I wanted. Pray with me that we both find God's grace to respond differently next time. Those moments can be so powerful. But what is our tendency in those moments? Do they hear from us excuses like, I was just tired, or you know what, you really crossed a line, or I wasn't feeling well, or it was a stressful day at work, and that's why I exploded in anger at you. If we do take this kind of approach, basically, we are saying to them that we are the victim here instead of the perpetrator of what was wrong. We are the victim in this situation. We are deflecting away from our hearts as parents to our circumstances. And what we are saying is that what I did, my sin and how I responded, it was not my fault, but the fault of the circumstances of my life. So I am not to blame. Listen, it's so easy to do this. When we come to ask confession, don't make excuses like, oh, I was just tired, or you know how our family is. And we go to those things so easily. What you're doing when you go to them with that, instead of just saying, I sinned against you because what was ruling my heart was not God and his kingdom and his will. It was my kingdom and my will. When we go to them and we let circumstances be our excuse, this teaches our children that they can dismiss their behavior because of circumstances. But when they hear us be honest with their sin, we display a belief and a trust in the power of the gospel before them. When we do this, we are walking in the truth of Christ's work, and they are confronted with the truth. They are confronted with the truth. But also we need to consider, have our children ever heard you confess sin that may not be directed at them, but that they observed? And our children are always observing us. You know, like the words that slipped out when you were all in the car and some driver cut you off. Or when you might have been impatient with the drive-through bank teller while your kids were sitting in the back seat. Or maybe you were yelling inappropriate things at the TV when your team isn't doing well. Or like snapping at your spouse in front of them. Or reacting in a petty way, maybe toward a neighbor who complained about you or complained about your yard. This may be difficult for us, but when we are honest about our sin against them and in front of them, we are teaching our children the truth. And we are opening our hearts so they can see our honest struggle to walk in the truth ourselves. We are showing them a confidence in the gospel to save and deliver and empower a different response. And this is so important. And again, I need to say a note here about confessing things to our kids in age-appropriate ways. Not all things do we need to talk about our kids. As they get older, I think, yes, we need to be, there needs to be nothing that's off the table. We need to be able to talk to them about everything. But when they're younger, we need to have a sensitivity to what is age appropriate in our confession. But if they see us, however we may be sinning, then it may be a good point to go to them and say, you know what, what I was doing there was wrong. And I've asked God to forgive me. And I want to respond differently next time. So another question, do our children see us enjoying our relationship with God? Are we so aware of the grace given us that we can't help but be glad of heart? And it is expressed in prayer and in word and in worship in our personal lives. Again, we're not just doing this so they might walk in the truth. We're doing this because we walk in the truth. We're not just doing this so they will enjoy a relationship with God. We're doing it because we enjoy our relationship with God, made possible through the atoning work of Christ. That we're glad of heart. It's expressed in that we pray and we read the word and we worship. Or is the only place our children hear us pray at church? Is the only time they see or hear us read the Bible when we're at church? Is church the only place they hear us sing and worship? If so, then we are saying something to them about what it means to be a follower of Christ. We are communicating to them that being a Christian is about appearances. We are giving them a category for projecting an image that doesn't reflect the heart. And that's not what we want. That's not what we're after. We want them to walk in the truth because they know it, they love it, and they are pursuing the truth in their life. So these questions in this podcast, do our children see that we walk in our truth? Do our children hear us confess our sin? And do our children see us enjoying our relationship with God? I pray that you will spend honest time kind of maybe talking that over with your spouse and maybe even having some kind of conversation with your kids in, again, age-appropriate ways. But taking seriously these questions, maybe they will open up and allow, they will open up your heart and let you see what's going on there in your heart. And again, just asking for the Lord for discernment and understanding and all these things. So I pray the Lord encourages you through these questions, and we're going to have some more in the next podcast. I pray that the Lord helps you to make any changes or corrections as you are seeking to honor Christ in your parenting. So with this, may the Lord bless you and keep you until the next podcast, and it is all to the praise of His glorious grace.